I did a major piece of research first on the nature and extent of homelessness amongst women in Dublin. And the popular view was that there weren't women who were homeless, that there were men, middle-aged men who didn't want to work, who drank a lot, who were lazy, and there weren't women. But my research showed, I carried it out, and I got 8 research assistants from UCD. They were graduates who were just leaving, and it was like now they didn't have jobs, so they worked with me, and we looked at the women, and we did interviews, we did participant observation, we wrote their stories and they wrote their stories. So it was a major piece of work and it was published. We discovered there were over 500 women in Dublin who were homeless at any one time, and there was great mobility of them moving in and moving out, and the stories were horrific and the lack of provision for them. And at the end of that year, I felt, while I knew a lot at the end of the research, I really didn't know enough to be able to say I'm going to work or do something about this. So I spent the following year with 8 young women who had been homeless to try and understand their life better. And we took a premises. I had no money, but the Sisters of Charity gave me £5,000 to rent a premises in Temple Bar. And we spent the year together trying to understand their way of life. I was trying to understand what it was like to be out, what it was like to not have an address, not have a place to wash, not have a place to leave their things, not have a place that they could lock their door, and all that. And we talked about that, and they talked about that, and the awfulness of it. But particularly, they talked about the way they were treated, and how their whole sense of themselves, their self-respect, their self-pride, their sense of worth was eroded on a daily basis by the way people treated them. And that was the loudest thing they said to me. And I knew from being with them that no matter what we did going forward, we would have to do it in a way that would restore people's respect and restore people's self-worth. And I talked to them about what was needed in Dublin for homeless people, and they said, look, there's nothing for homeless people except shelter, mostly for men, and there's a dinner centre, and it's only men go there. So we need 24-hour phone service so we can ring if we're stuck. We need a place we can come into and get advice and information. There's no such thing. And we need a place we can eat where we'll feel safe. We need people in the streets at night that we can approach and that we can trust. And they were exactly what we provided at the end of that year. So when Focus Point, which is called then now Focus Ireland, opened its door at the end of 85, September 85, they were exactly provided. We provided a drop-in service that gave advice, information and support, and we provided a coffee shop come restaurant where they got good food at low cost. And we provided 2 outreach workers who worked in the streets. We had 80 volunteers who manned the phones, 24-hour basis. And the women themselves helped in those services in different ways. So that was really the foundation of Focus Point, which is now Focus Ireland.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you bring up the point that it was the self-esteem in many ways that was the hardest hit, even more than the sort of material deprivation. Do you think that comes from, I suppose, people have a sense that ironically people's sense of justice in the world allows them to think that people who have done badly have somehow earned it or deserved it or, you know, should therefore be treated accordingly?
Mm. Well, I think there's a lot of that. I think there's a lot of deserving and non-deserving poor, which goes back to the poor law of the 19th century. And I think people see the poor that way. Some people deserve to be treated well because for some reason they didn't cause their own suffering, their own poverty or their own disadvantage. But some people don't deserve it because somehow they made it themselves. And that is particularly true when we look at people who are unemployed or when we look at people who are homeless. For all kinds of reasons, complex, confused reasons, people took those as, well, they brought it on themselves. And so they're treated badly, and we give broken cups to broken people and torn clothes to worn people, and we compound the poverty and disadvantage they feel. But I always knew that from a very young age, but when these women talked about, they could describe in one hand or maybe one finger the people who treated them with respect, and they would describe the faces would change when they tell them they were homeless. And it pierced me to the core, and that really it compelled me to do something about it. And I knew that whatever I would do in future would have to be high standard, good quality, and show huge respect for everybody who came to us. And Focus Ireland is now 25 years old, and I work in the coffee shop one or two mornings a week. I go back to work there now, and I have to say that Focus Ireland, though, is much bigger now with 300 staff and volunteers, and it's all over the country. The one thing that still exists is that respect, and the high standard, and the good quality in everything we provide, and that's a great thing to be able to say. We can't give people everything they want, but if people go to Focus and they say to me, they'll go and maybe they didn't help them the way they wanted, but they would always say they were treated with respect.